This is Radio Influence.
When you are looking for the best Bucs coverage, why not go to someone who's actually been on the field?
B-U-C-C-A-N-E-E-R-S. Go Bucs!
This is the only podcast for the Buccaneers by a Buccaneer. You are in the trenches with former Buccaneers offensive lineman Ian Beckles on Radio Influence.
Hello again, everybody. This is Ian Beckles, and welcome back to In the Trenches. We had 1 week off from football, and they put in that god-awful Pro Bowl pillow fight, and I watched it for a little bit, and it hurt my eyes. I can't watch it. I can't watch people going different speeds. It's not good for me. First of all, let me give much love to our new title sponsor, who is Hess Spinal Centers. I've been messing with them for a long time when it comes to surgeries. When you're in a car accident, they're the people you have to call, okay? And there's a lot of different things that we know and we don't know. Little things like Florida law requires you to call and seek medical treatment within 14 days of your auto accident. A lot of people don't know that. A lot of people's kids, they have an accident and they don't know the kid is hurt till a couple weeks later. So you got to make sure you get that done. And what you do, it can be stressful. Call Hess. They take care of everything. They have 16 locations in the Bay Area. 1-800-618-HESS. That's 1-800-618-HESS. So much love to Hess Spinal Center. So I watched a little bit of that Pro Bowl yesterday. Very, very little. The most violence I saw was, you know, Drew Brees' kids fighting on the sidelines, okay? Because those kids were going at it. And like I said, it's hard for me to watch because, you know, in practice, sometimes you have people going different speeds. Like sometimes an old veteran player is just trying to get through practice and it'll be some young buck going a million miles an hour. And that's not what you want. And as a veteran, you got to do what you can to slow some of these young kids down. I remember way back when we had a linebacker in Philadelphia, and he was coming downhill all day long in practice. And he just, you know, when you're not playing, okay, it's a name that's a pretty, you know, well-known linebacker, Jeremiah Trotter. Now, dumb as a stump, okay, dumb as a box of rocks, but going straight downhill, he was built for that. And in my ninth year in the league, that's not what I want, to be doing that in practice. So I went to Ray Rhodes and said, Ray, you got to slow this young buck down or we're going to get him. And Ray says, take care of it any way you want. And I said, okay. So rounding up the offensive line, I go, next time that cat comes downhill, we're on him. He did it one more time, hit my boy Steve Everett, and we all beat the mess out of Jeremiah Trotter. So that's what I see out in the football field with the Pro Bowl. I see some people going 50%, some people going 80%, some people going 100%, and it's hard for me to watch. And Drew Brees and his kids on the sidelines, Drew needs to be around his kids more because those kids weren't listening to Squadooch. They didn't care what he said. They were throwing hands and they were fighting. Listen, I have three kids, and if I look at them and say, you guys need to relax yourself, that's what they're going to do. So, you know, that was kind of hard to watch. He kind of got on with one young kid afterwards, but that wasn't enough for me. But after watching this brother-in-law game over there in the Pro Bowl, what's amazing is, you know the difference between the money? The winner gets $64,000, and the loser gets $32,000. At no time in my career would I have not fought for $32,000. Right now, and for $32,000, it's not a whole lot I'm not going to do right now. I'm going to let you know that, all right? But my rookie year, my base salary was $90,000, my base salary. If you told me I was going to play one game for $32,000, I'm kicking somebody's ass, no doubt. Now, you look at these guys in the Pro Bowl, they're all usually, they've been in the league for a while. They have these huge contracts now. You know, $90,000, there's probably ball boys making $90,000 now. Now, the numbers in the Super Bowl are a little bit higher, but if you think about it, the winner of the Pro Bowl gets more money than the loser of the Super Bowl, which doesn't make much sense to me. Super Bowl winner gets $112,000, and the loser gets $56,000. Now, that money's irrelevant, okay? It's relevant, because you obviously want it, but that's not going to inspire you. I mean, Nobody's in the Super Bowl busting their ass because of the money. That's just, that doesn't happen. If there's enough inspiration there, I couldn't imagine. I didn't even play a playoff game, so I don't know how I would have reacted in the Super Bowl. But I was somebody that got pretty hyped up. I couldn't imagine coming out of that tunnel, and that might be a little overwhelming. So it would have been nice if it happened later in my career. Maybe I was ready for it. But if it happened early in my career, I don't know if I would be able to deal with that. You know, just my rookie season, just playing in Texas Stadium. I grew up as a Dallas Cowboy fan. When I played in Texas Stadium in my rookie year, I mean, I shit on myself. I ain't gonna lie. I mean, it was too much. The moment was too much for me. I'm blocking Jim Jeffcoat and James Jones, guys that I've been watching on TV forever, and it was too much. And I got my butt whooped in front of everybody in Texas Stadium. So that happens. I redeemed myself when I was with the Eagles and I went back and played Monday night against Tony Casillas. I pretty much mauled him a little bit, no doubt. That was a little later in my career. Now, obviously, the big game going on this week, Pats-Eagles. I said this last time that it's a perfect matchup. Both teams are very, very hated, and both teams are very, very loved. You know, the fan base, everybody says the word passionate. There's probably other things you can say about Eagle fans that they say it about themselves. And Patriots fans are very loyal, kind of pain in the ass a little bit, you know? I mean, they're you know, the plumage is all out because you guys are in the Super Bowl every damn year, so you're supposed to be cocky. That's the way it goes. It's like talking to an Alabama, you know, football fan. They can say what they want. They're allowed to. They're allowed to say whatever the hell they want because they win almost every time. So I don't know where I'm going. And I've always said, if you're a betting man, you shouldn't bet against Alabama, and you shouldn't bet against the Patriots. That's just because they win. For some reason, I think the Eagles are going to win this football game, and I don't know why. Now, I don't know if I'm going to go put my money on it, because when you put your money on somebody and it's against the Patriots, and you lose, then you feel stupid, because they win almost every damn time. And, you know, this is their 10th Super Bowl. Belichick and Brady are in it every damn year. If anybody knows how to deal with the pressure and media day and all that kind of things, I'm sure these guys could write a book on it. So it's a 10th appearance for the Patriots, which is the most ever. And, you know, for me, giving Bill Belichick 2 weeks to prepare for somebody usually is a sign of death, and that's usually the way it goes. But Nick Foles, first of all, he's making a lot of money. Okay, I'm not talking about right now, but he made himself a whole lot of money. If he wins a Super Bowl, Carson Wentz, I don't know if you could just stick him in next year. I don't know if Eagle fan even allows that. If you win and you go through the, if you beat New England in the Super Bowl with Nick Foles and he goes off. You know, by the way, Nick Foles has been going off, by the way. You know, the Case Keenum looked okay for the first game, but, you know, they won this, but Nick Foles right now has the highest passer rating in the playoffs, okay? 122. That's crazy. And that Minnesota team that he shredded last time, that's a really, really good defense. Way, way better than New England's defense. Now, New England's defense is kind of an opportunistic, well-coached bunch, but I don't believe they have the same firepower as Minnesota does. So usually if you give Belichick 2 weeks rest, I mean, to prepare for you, it's tough because they're going to find your tendencies. That's for sure. And if it comes down to the coaching, obviously you got to give the nod to the Patriots. Now, I saw a statistic the other day that I thought was shocking, actually. Tom Brady's trying to do something for the first time. No quarterback has ever led the league in passing and also won the Super Bowl. It's never happened. I was shocked when I saw that. I believe 4 or 5 different quarterbacks attempted it. And in 51 years, nobody's led the league in passing and won the Super Bowl at the same time. So if Tom Brady gets that done, it'll be another notch on his bedpost that's probably got 1,000 notches on it, something like that. Now, before the playoffs all started, everybody was talking about, you know, Garoppolo and the why they traded Garoppolo and how, you know, people said that Brady went up to Robert Kraft and I want him traded. I don't think that's a crazy story. You know, when Joe Montana is playing a quarterback and Steve Young is, you know, running the scout team, Steve Young was probably impressing a whole lot of folks. A rocket arm, unbelievable athlete, and Joe Montana's getting on in age. You know, if he had the power, he'd probably say, get this kid out of here. But, you know, that's Eddie DeBartolo. It's going to be a little bit different. But maybe, you know, Brady didn't want this young kid around. I get it. I mean, he's obviously got a huge ego, as Tom Brady is allowed to. But he probably heard rumbles of how good the kid looks in practice. He sees it for himself. So, you know, he knows how good Garoppolo is. The kid's good. Obviously, he's not lost the game yet. But everybody said, oh, no, there's no problem between Belichick and Brady and Kraft. I don't know if they like each other anyways. I really don't. Because, you know, Robert Kraft's a billionaire. He don't give a crap about nobody. He really doesn't. Bill Belichick is the driest person I've ever met in my entire life. And I've met a lot of dry folks. And then Tom Brady's Tom Brady. He doesn't have to like anybody. He has to go out and play and win Super Bowls. And you don't have to like each other to win Super Bowls. You just got to respect each other. That's it. Now, you know, I would think that maybe out of all the Belichick, he should be the one pissed. I mean, if Tom Brady did go over his head to Robert Kraft, then Belichick is going to be pissed. You don't want Bill Belichick pissed. You definitely don't. I mean, I don't see Bill Belichick going anywhere, but that wouldn't be the craziest thing in the world. I mean, how much money would Bill Belichick get on the market if he was out there as a coach? I'll take him. Buccaneers will take him, please. No doubt. Now, the Patriots are at full strength, which is usually not good for anybody. We saw Gronk get knocked out pretty much last week, and he's back practicing. He's still on concussion protocol, but there's zero chance he doesn't play. Or if he's practicing, that doesn't make sense for you not to play. If you're out there practicing, unless he has a setback, which, like, I don't know. Like, even if he's dizzy, I don't know. He's not going to sound that much different, okay? I've never really heard him say anything overly eloquent. So I'm sure it wasn't his first concussion. But, you know, Gronkowski's a problem, okay? He's a problem for everybody. You don't know what the hell to do with him. You don't know who to put on him. So to have him healthy is a big deal for the Patriots. I want to say he might have missed the last two, if I'm not mistaken. He's missed a lot of games at the end. Finally, they got him healthy, and then he gets knocked out of that game with a concussion. And what does Brady do? He goes elsewhere. He figures out. He always figures things out. And somebody else is a star every single week, but it always comes down to Tom Brady and Belichick. They're always there. Now, you remember the fiasco last year of somebody stole Tom Brady's jersey, and it was the biggest deal, and somebody said it was going to go for $400,000 on the open market or something like that. This year, they have the FBI guarding Tom Brady's jersey. Like there's nothing else going on that the FBI has to do. They have to guard Tom Brady's jersey. That's a little bit too much for me. Like, I mean, that's a lot too much for me. I mean, Tom Brady, you know, he's going down as the GOAT. That's for sure. I mean, that's it. That's over with. Now everybody's going for number two. And a lot of these, you know, records that are being broken now, they're never going to be broken again. Nobody's going to win six Super Bowls again. Never. It's not going to happen. It's just not going to happen. No way. I don't know how the Patriots do it every year. Nobody else can figure it out but them. They have an equation that works every single year. And it's not like you can just steal somebody's equation. It's evaluation of talent. It's the locker room. There's so many people that couldn't survive in the Buccaneers locker room. Aqib Talib, sent him over there. Best corner in the league. So you gave away the best corner in the league. You gave away Michael Bennett. He's still one of the best rushers in the league. That was 5 years ago. Okay, so they could have had 5 years of Michael Bennett rushing. Could we use Michael Bennett as a rusher now? Please. You know, we haven't found a pass rusher yet. You know, so when you're evaluating Jason Light as a general manager, you know, find us a pass rusher. That, I mean, it sounds easy. I think it does. But there's not that many pass rushers and difference makers out on the market. There just isn't. And last year there was one, Calais Campbell. And I told y'all, I tried to tell you, he almost messed around and got a team in the Super Bowl, yo. And he was a big part of it. And we need somebody to change the attitude of this football team. And that's on both sides of the, in the trenches. It starts from the inside, and it becomes less important as you get away from the football. But right over the football is very, very important. The only way you fluster Tom Brady is get in his face, up the middle. If you come and rush from the outside, he'll step up. He's got great pocket presence, and he'll be just fine. But if you give him pressure in his face, Tom Brady, Peyton Manning, like these guys are huge. These are 6'4", 6'5". Quarterbacks, you got to get something in their face so that they're making bad decisions. So I'm going to sit back. I'm going to enjoy the game. I'm going to take it easy. I don't even want to be around people, to be honest with you. I want to sit back, watch the game. I'm going to cheer for the Eagles. I don't know why. I'm not an Eagle fan by any means. Yeah, I'm just tired. I'm tired of the Patriots. I'm tired of Patriots. I don't want that anymore. I'm tired of Alabama too, but there's really not much I can do about it, unfortunately, because I'm not out there, if you know what I'm saying. If you guys ever want to email me, it's Ian Beckles at Radio Influence. And, you know, whatever you have questions about football, I love questions. If you like what you hear, I'm also on The Bone every morning, 5 a.m. to 6 a.m. On Saturday, I have a show, Flavor, on The Bone as well, from 1 o'clock to 3. And on Sunday, we have the Ian Beckles show from 11 to 1 o'clock, so you get plenty of me. I also has a podcast that is Flavoring Your Year that comes out on Friday, so you want to check that out as well. Talk a little bit more politics and stuff like that. Once again, thank you to Hess Spinal Centers, and I will be back next week, and we'll obviously be breaking down that Super Bowl either way it goes, and we'll make my predictions. Going to be the Eagles are going to win, and we'll see if I'm right or wrong. Everybody have a wonderful week, and please be safe. Peace out.
Follow Ian Beckles on Twitter at Ian Beckles for all the latest on your Tampa Bay Buccaneers. You have been in the trenches with Ian Beckles on Radio Influence.
Chef Brian Duffy here. I've got a new show called Duffified Live that's unlike anything you've ever heard. Each week, I'm going to be talking to some of my friends, some people I've never even met before. We're going to be talking about people that I meet on the road through some of my experiences. We're talking about restaurants, talking about great stories, great guests, wild adventures, the whole nine yards. Get Duffified Live with me, Chef Brian Duffy, each week on iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn Radio, and RadioInfluence.com.